Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan in Richmond. 105.1 FM on the FM side. You can take us on the go with the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Odyssey Sports, joins us coming up at 8:20. But joining us right now, as he does every Friday at this time, it's our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. I believe Jason Bishop was there yesterday.
Correct.
Hello,
love
John.
That place.
It's a great spot. Great location.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning. How are you, John?
I thought I heard somebody say my name.
Yeah. Yes. No. You're here.
Yeah, we're introducing.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Hi,
John. You didn't watch more than 3 seconds of the draft yesterday.
Wrong.
How much?
Really?
Wrong. I watched almost an hour.
Ooh, that's progress.
Wow.
I wanted to make sure Washington didn't mess up and not take Jaden Daniels. I mean, everybody was saying they were going to take Jaden Daniels, but you never know, right? And that's what people love about the draft, that they speculate for 4 months mm-hmm. about trades and this and that and the other thing, and then the draft comes and nothing really happens. I also was curious who the Patriots would take. Once they didn't get, if they gotten Daniels, that would have been a no-brainer, but once Daniels was gone, they took Drake May, who everybody really likes, but who knows what's going to happen. And then I was getting ready to go to bed, and I realized that once they got rid of all that pre-draft crap, with We Love Detroit and Roger Goodell's infomercials, that they were moving along pretty fast. The difference between 15 minutes and 10 is pretty good, and the Patriots went very fast.
Yeah.
So I decided to stick around to see who the Giants would draft, and then I went to bed.
John, I'm going to guess your favorite part of the draft, at least in the past few years, is when Roger Goodell fake hugs every first rounder.
Oh,
it's gotten shorter, though.
When they come out on the stage.
Well, he had back surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been going on now for a while. I think Trent Williams was the first one he did it with, actually.
Right. Yeah.
And
he's known him forever.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my son.
Right.
But it's actually kind of gross. It really is. I mean, he's a 60-year-old man hugging 20-year-old kids. And it's not like he just gives him a polite hug. the way my older daughter does with me. It's like he's trying to tackle him almost.
Yeah, it's aggressive. It's weird.
It's like he takes a running start. Yeah.
Well, here's what annoyed. I think I could say this. Here's what annoyed my good friend D. Smith, who I got to know very, very well as our kids went to high school together. Then Roger couldn't wait to screw him in negotiations. Like, totally screw him.
Of course.
Like, no concussion testing.
Sides.
No, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just couldn't wait to smash him. But, you know, for the cameras, he's going to give him a big hug.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he's a commissioner. Look, they're all about the same. Rob Manfred hasn't exactly lit it up. God knows Jay Monahan hasn't lit it up. You know, it's amazing to me. He still has a job. Apparently, the reason he still has a job is because he's got a $44 million buyout.
Ooh.
So he must have a damn good agent.
We also gave the guys $1 billion extra just now.
What'd you say about $1 billion extra?
Well, he just gave...
Well, he got that
donation.
Yeah. That kind of helps. That gives you, helps your job security a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. it shouldn't, but you're right. It will. But I, you're right about Goodell. I mean, golly gosh, I don't even know what to say about him.
I don't know.
But he's making, what's he making? $55 million a year?
Well, that's the thing. I look
Bitcoin.
At him and I get, he does a good job of playing it off, but this guy's probably made $1 billion while he's been, you know, the commissioner.
Made a hell of a lot so of money.
And he just sits there and he tries to act like he's this kind of like regular soft-spoken guy. And you just know he's not.
That said,
he's sitting around with the Detroit guys.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're planning the open. I mean, come on, please.
Yeah.
Just say, have Goodell come out and say, welcome, you know, everybody's
on the clock
and let's play.
That said, and I'm not saying it's because of him. The NFL has never been more popular. I mean, I was amazed to see. We went to the NFL draft years ago, the Peyton Manning draft.
Mm-hmm.
And
New
I thought
York.
It was a cool thing at the time. I thought it was a big deal. There was probably a couple thousand people there.
It is a big deal.
There was like 300,000 people there yesterday.
What it looked like.
That's crazy.
Anyway, but yeah. And did you hear what Goodell said, though? It was interesting that we have fans from all 32 teams here in the front. And everybody in Detroit's from Detroit's in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And, you know, this is a tribute to the city of Detroit. Get in the back. it's just, like I said, the first 11 minutes, which included 5 straight minutes of commercials, was torture. Once they start the draft, fine. You know, they're moving along. I watch on the NFL Network because I just can't stand the guys on ESPN. And now they've got Greeny as the host. Remember, his name's not Mike Greenberg. It's Greeny.
What do you know about Greeny?
It's
as
branding.
A
branding.
What do you know about Greeny as a person? Do you like him?
He's very pleasant. I met him years and years ago. Believe it or not, I first met him when I was doing my Patriot League book. And he was kind of new and was doing an Army at Duke game. And he's pleasant. And I think that's why he's done so well is because he comes across as a guy you could have a beer with.
Right.
And so I have nothing against him personally, but this whole shtick where he, you know, he's Beyonce now, he's a one name star, is a little much to take.
What about Mel? You don't like Mel?
Again, it's not personal. But when I'm driving around this time of year, you can't avoid Mel. He's just on the radio all the time. And it seems to me what he does is you say, well, who will the Commanders take in the second round? And he will list 27 people just to prove that he knows the names. And it's like, I don't need to hear that, frankly. You know, that's why I one of the reasons I turned to NFL Network is I think Charles Davis is really good. I like Charles Davis personally, and I think he's really good on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, who's the guy who's been their anchor
Jeremiah.
Forever?
Daniel Jeremiah.
Oh, Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen. I think he's very good. So I watch on the NFL Network.
Mm.
Except during commercials, of course.
So you'd rather Kuiper just, instead of giving 20 names, just say, they're going to take this guy and just stick with one.
If it were me, I would take one of these guys. Right. It's just every question produces, you can tell he's sitting there with a list. I'm sure he's got a good memory, but when you name 27 guys and answered every question, you're not doing it off the top of your head.
All right, I have a question for you. So John, you're a Giants fan.
Jets fan.
I'm sorry. And I know that you've loved to kind of beat up on Dan, as we all have the last 20 years, rightly so, deservedly so. and you've kind of just rolled your eyes at everything they've done. Now with this new group, now that they drafted Jaden, the guy you wanted them to draft,
right,
will you be rooting for your local team at all?
No.
Zero.
No. You got to understand, the thing with me and this team dates before Snyder. It just got worse with Snyder because when I came to work at the Washington Post, I was 21 years old. And I'll never forget Ben Bradley, who I respected as much as anybody ever in journalism, coming back. The draft in those days, this is how long ago it was Tuesday. I think it was the last year it wasn't televised. And Ben Bradley comes striding back to sports, and he screams at George Solomon, the sports editor, "Hey, George, who'd we get?" And I'm not a wee guy, as you guys know. And I turned to Ben, because I was a smart-ass 21-year-old kid, and said, "Ben, did the Post have a pick in the draft?" And he whirled on me, pointed his finger, and said, "Feinstein, if you don't like the blankin' Redskins, you can get the blank out of town." And I, "Yes, sir." I mean, it was Ben Bradley. And the way we, the Post and the local media, overcovered the hell out of the team back then made me crazy. Plus, I'm a New Yorker. And so I have not been a fan of that team since I first got here when I graduated from college. So the thing I do remember about this last season, I rooted less ardently against them. So that's progress.
You're a Ravens guy. You're
bless
Ravens
you, my
guy,
son.
John. If you're going to root for a local team, you're going to root for the Ravens.
So John.
No, actually, if the local team I most root for, pro, is the Caps.
Caps, right.
Okay. We'll Except when they play the now pathetic Islanders.
We'll get to the Caps in a second. So the guys here on the show, we're kind of on different sides of the fence on this one, with Penix getting drafted by the Falcons at 8. I kind of understand the criticism, because if Cousins is good, if he's healthy and good, and they're winning divisions, going to the playoffs,
right,
he's going to be there for at least 2 years, if not
right,
more.
So is Jordan Love.
Yeah. So drafting Penix, he's 23 now. He may not play till he's 26 or 27. Thoughts
I like
on that?
Penix a lot. I mean, I'd be hypocritical to criticize that pick. I like Penix. I'm biased because he's lefty, but I understand what the Falcons are doing, because Kirk Cousins is, what, 34?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Getting up there.
But why couldn't he play till he's 37, 38?
He could.
He could. Absolutely could. Or he could get hurt in the third game this year.
Sure.
You know, how early did he get hurt last year?
He's 35.
He doesn't have a history of injuries, though.
Except last year.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just saying he doesn't have a history of it.
He's getting older. But anyway, I understand why you would make that argument, Jason. And I really do. But I kind of, you know, there's an old saying about starting pitching in baseball, you can never have enough. I feel that way about quarterbacks. Quarterbacks get hurt, whether it's Kirk Cousins or anybody else, all the time. You know, do you think the Jets last year thought Aaron Rodgers would take four snaps? and then come back like the next day saying I'll be back, which is a bunch of crap. But I don't think it's a bad pick. Let's put it that way. I think people were. I heard people saying he wasn't going to go till the second day.
Mm-hmm.
Now and teams are so desperate for quarterbacks now.
Yes, that's the point. You're right.
I mean, yeah. Denver. If he was still on the board, Denver was definitely going to take him.
Yeah, and then if Denver didn't take him, the Raiders would have taken him at 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's lucky for the Commanders that the Raiders couldn't make a deal. Well, I guess they would have had to make a deal with the Commanders to move up to two because Antonio Pierce clearly wanted Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to show my age here for a second. Were the lights in the green room really bright? Is that why all those guys were wearing sunglasses?
No, I'm not even a wise guy.
I just think that's a thing.
It's the thing. Look, gotta look
it's
cool.
It's a fashion accessory.
National
Joe.
TV.
I thought that went out like 40 years ago.
No, everything comes back.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, you're
comes
right.
Listen, it's a different culture. Let's be honest.
Yes,
and it's the day they've been looking forward to for a long time. I couldn't pull off but maybe two of those suits, and I do think they're going to regret a couple of them when they look back in these photos, but maybe not. Who knows?
Well, if they're making millions of dollars, they can go out and buy new suits.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, like when I was young and watching athletes, I never saw a tattoo.
True. And now they're ubiquitous.
Now half the women have tattoos.
They're
ubiquitous, yeah.
All right.
Yes,
all right, so
much.
Before we let you go, thoughts on tonight, game three?
Absolutely, you know, must win, obviously. I mean, Captain Obvious. But I like the way they played in game two. And they can play with this team. I'm not saying they can beat this team, especially over seven games, but they can play with this team. I don't think there's a dominant team in the league right now. The Rangers had the most points. Somebody has to win the President's Trophy. But playing at home will help. I mean, we all know in hockey it's more about the hot goaltender than about home ice, but I think playing at home will help them tonight because they know what's at stake. And the Rangers might just, you know, be off a tad, and that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
It's a winnable game, put it that way.
Let's hope so. Thank you, John.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Right, you too.
Take care.
Yep.
John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock. They've got Callaway, TaylorMade's, Ping, Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. You can visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there coming up at 8:45. We'll tackle what the Commanders should do next. But coming up next on the show, Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Odyssey Sports, here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.